14 past 1, 13, 13, 32. This story that emerged over the weekend, it's quite intriguing when we talk about hacking. A security researcher in the US claims to have hacked an airplane's engines after initially hacking its in-flight entertainment systems. Now, this has been revealed by the US FBI. Chris Roberts, who's a well-known US security researcher, has told agents in February he'd hacked in-flight entertainment systems on more than a dozen flights, and on one occasion had hijacked an aircraft's thrust management computer and briefly altered its course. Now, the FBI has written about all of this. There are others in the US saying, well, look, it just couldn't happen. It's not possible. But is that what they want us to think couldn't happen? Still Garian is a writer and commentator about internet security, cyber matters, and he's on the line. Still Garian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stuart.
Do you think there is some credence to this?
I suspect there might be a grain of truth in this somewhere, because I don't think that the computer has ever been built or the computer software ever written that hasn't had a flaw somewhere that allows someone to get through. And increasingly, like, you've got two key sets of computer systems on planes. One is to run the aircraft and, you know, communicate between the cockpit and the engines and the controls and radars and all of that kind of stuff. That needs to be secure for pretty obvious reasons. And the other one is the cabin stuff, lighting, in-flight entertainment, you know, call buttons. Now, increasingly, there's just so much electronic junk on aircraft that the idea of keeping them on two physically separate networks of wiring starts to become a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. A mate of mine is actually doing his pilot's license at the moment. You know, he was saying, look, the more you look at this, they're basically just giant computers with wings now.
Oh, that's right. And the job of a pilot these days is essentially to make sure that the computers are operating correctly and to be there in case it fails.
And where human intervention is required. Yeah. That's right. They're up the front. Yeah.
Yeah, and good, because that's what makes air travel so incredibly safe. But we have this situation here in the US where Chris Roberts has been looking at the security of these increasingly computerized aircraft for a number of years now. This integration of the engine management systems and the entertainment systems on the one network is something he's been going on about for 5 years.
Right.
Now, it's interesting too, he is on Twitter just in the last few hours denying that he said he took over an aircraft. He says that he's had something like, I don't know, 15 hours of meetings with the FBI, and someone has condensed it down to like a few paraphs, and he says, if I may paraphrase, they've got the wrong end of the stick.
Right.
That he's been doing stuff on simulators, and look, I know quite a few of these security testers, and they're people with a fairly black sense of humor.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he was chucked off a flight, was it a couple of months ago now? Because he said, oh, I could hack into this and make the oxygen masks drop.
Right, I see, yes.
He couldn't and had no intention of doing. But I guess the cabin crew got a bit nervous and, can you please get off the plane?
And so if you were to, you know, hack the in-flight entertainment system and then potentially, you know, get access to the flight controls, would you have to be on board the aircraft, or you could do it remotely, if it's possible?
If you wanted to connect in remotely, you'd need to sort of either get some device plugged into the aircraft previously that you could communicate with, and I suppose you could plug a mobile phone into the junction box under your seat or something, or hack into the airline's own communication system.
Now,
airliners, something like the Airbus A380 these days, it's actually in constant computer communication
with
the airline.
Yeah.
And would you believe, back to Airbus Industries in Toulouse.
Yeah,
France,
right. They can monitor the engines.
Rolls-Royce are monitoring the engines back in England.
In real time,
In real time. And these aircraft have, I think the Airbus has something like 200,000 sensors that it's sending data back about different aspects of the plane's performance and temperature and air pressure and so on. So that live communication link is there. If you could get into that somehow, that could be a way in.
Yeah, but there's no absolute guarantee that he's been able to do it or anyone has been able to do it at this point. And yeah, clearly, there'd be millions and millions of dollars being spent to ensure it couldn't happen.
Well, that's right. The software that runs the computers on airliners are developed 10, 50, 100 times more expensively than the computer network around your office, and for obvious reasons. And trying to hack in would be a very, very difficult task. It's not something as a lark, I'll plug my laptop in and see how I go.
Yep.
You really need to know your stuff. Roberts has been doing this, as I say, for a number of years. The FBI, in their statement, has issued a warning to airlines to look out for people seeming to fiddle around under the seats and stuff, but they said, look, the risk is, quote, theoretical and unproven.
Right.
But then
right.
I suppose every risk is until it's done for the first
that's
time.
That's quite right, yes. We wouldn't have imagined someone could fly planes into buildings, but ultimately they did, didn't they?
I was almost going to use that example myself, exactly that.
Now, well, look, it's very interesting chatting with you. So he's had a few things to say on Twitter as well recently. So, mate, appreciate your time this afternoon.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Good stuff. Estelle Garion, writer and commentator about internet security and cyber matters. One of the other interesting asides to all of this, the A380, which was launched about 10 years ago and was going to revolutionise the way air travel operated, there was a story I saw over the weekend. There hasn't been a new order placed for an A380 in 5 years. Not a one. So they're currently dealing with a backlog. I think Emirates has still got a whole heap on order. I think perhaps Qantas had some, but they did cancel some of the orders. And so the factory in Toulouse is still working through the backlog, and they reckon there's enough production work there to last them another 5 or 10 years. But what is interesting is, in the last 5 years, there hasn't been one new order for the A380, and many of the airlines now finding them just too big and cumbersome to operate. They do need specific bays at some airports to be able to dock and do all the things that, airports have been set up to do with the 747 for so long, and smaller planes, and particularly now that the 777 and the A330, I think, was the other one that was talked about as being the preferred option for a lot of airlines now, both of which have dual engines rather than four engines. For long flight, different story. But interesting to think, no new order for an A380 in the last 5 years. 21 past one.